Now, if you're a fan of thought-provoking art, the Chaya Awards may be just what you're looking for. The UK's newest theme-based biennial art award has a top prize of £10,000 and kicked off with the theme, Where is God in our 21st century world? Artists were given the chance of creating a piece in response to that question, which has subsequently been compiled as a beautiful book. I've got the book in front of me here. And here to tell us more about the book, Where is God in our 21st century world, is author, poet and filmmaker Anne Clifford. Anne, welcome.
Thank you, John. It's really good to be here. Well, thanks so much for having me.
It's a lovely, lovely book to both look at and to read. Encouraging Christians to get involved in the arts is one of your passions. Why?
Well, I think that on the ground level, lots of people are interested in faith and spirituality. But I think when it comes to media and the things that come at us, it's often something that's blocked out. And it's very difficult to, in the art world, to see much that has faith and spirituality within it. Now, obviously, historically, the Bible stories were beautiful paintings about those. But in our world today, that's much more difficult. So my lovely friend Katrina, whom I've known for 35 years and we've worked together, when she came to me with the idea and I really wanted to support her in it, I thought this would be fantastic. And the reason it's theme-based is so that we're looking at something that intrinsically has spirituality and faith within it. Right. And so it was open to anybody, people of faith, people of no faith, and everything in between. And so we were absolutely thrilled. And of course, when we started, we were really nervous. Would anybody want to be part of this?
Yeah, well, I'm into something, yeah.
Exactly. And the first 3 months, and we did it really quickly in the end. And so the first 3 months, we had like 80 entrants. But in the last month, we ended up with over 450, which nearly killed us in terms of processing.
And there are some beautiful, beautiful entries in there.
Absolutely beautiful.
Of all kinds. It's fascinating, isn't it? Have we become, or, you know, maybe it's beginning to change, but have we become people of the word and forgotten about the creativity of art and all that that represents? I mean, the whole of the Enlightenment, the whole of, you know, the Renaissance produced Christians doing world-beating things. We don't seem to see that anymore.
Well, we live in a secular society now, don't we? And people who have a voice would say there's no space for faith and spirituality. Our world is imminent. But I think there's obviously I believe in a transcendence, that there's much more outside of that. And so we are encouraging people to look, really. And there's lots of people who have things to say and want to put symbols in their art that speak of transcendence and speak of the things of God, but they find themselves blocked, possibly, and that their agents don't want them to do that. Mm. So we had emails from people saying, thank you so much for being there and allowing us to do this.
Right. Even years ago, there used to be, well, maybe it still exists. Remember the Arts Centre Group?
Yes.
That used to exist. And yes, that was for people in the creative arts of all kinds.
Absolutely.
And don't seem to hear much of it these days. And yet, it is such a vital part. Do you have a favourite picture in the book, incidentally?
Oh, well, I wouldn't be able to say.
Okay, because you can't really say.
But I do think there are lots that I like according to where I am in a particular day.
Right, yeah.
And
I take the point.
You can take something like some things that make me laugh. So the person who came second and won the Addison Award, a guy called David Theobald, he did this fantastic video called Modern Wonder, which whilst you can't see that in the book, you can see it on the website,
right,
which is chayaarts.co.uk. And this was about 3D printing and printing. You know that Jesus in South America that stands on a mountain with his arms outstretched and printing this? But the way he did it, and it was so funny. It just made me, every time I watched it, it made me giggle. But it had such a wonderful resonance. What are we doing? What are we making? What do we worship? I really, really enjoyed that. And then you get other things that are could make you cry, like Left Out.
Right.
By Matthew Rushton, this, you know, this person in a bag and in a plastic bag, this figure. And apparently when he put it on the street, people would come and try to tear the bag off because they didn't realise It was a piece of art. They thought it was a person.
Yeah, one of my favourites is Ark. Actually, I'm just fascinated by it.
Yes,
it's a picture of 194 permutations of coloured sails, portraying movement and change. It's just something intriguing about it. How did you get the inspiration to write? Because you've written beautifully about all these pieces of art.
Well, thank you. I think I felt challenged. It was very challenging and very difficult because there wasn't anything to copy. This hasn't been done before.
Right, right.
And so what do you do? And I suppose what I tried to create was word pictures that you've got physical works of art. And I'm a wordsmith, so I was trying to create word pictures and help us to enter into the different themes. I mean, we ended up with different chapters like natural order, wanton worship, brokenness, suffering and death, trying to really, that's what came at us in terms of all the work. So we tried to put it in groups so that we could actually talk about it.
Now, in the same way as a beautiful sunset might lead a person to think about God, can man-made art do the same?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Because it's it can be very beautiful. I think we lack beauty. And I think it's something that's very important to me is beauty. It's not that ugliness can't speak, but beauty itself, I think looking for things that lift you out of and help you to see beyond. And I think sometimes in a picture, you can, it says a picture is can say more than 1,000 words, can't it? And I do think art is a bit like music. Mm. Music can touch you in a way that words can't. So I was really thinking, God help me as I write these words, that they really do enhance what's happening in the book.
Finally, what are your hopes for the book? I mean, is this an evangelistic thing? Or?
Well, we've got artists of faith and no faith, so that would be difficult for them. But I hope that what it does is there's this whole notion of there is more than just the imminent. There's more than just our earth. There's so much more, and that there is this transcendence. There is, I believe, a God, and that obviously came out in a lot of the work. Mm. And to remind people, I think people are closer to God than they realize. And actually, there's a lovely picture by an artist called Carl Newman called Seek and You Shall Find, and it's a beautiful picture of a hut in the wilderness.
And, I've seen that.
And it's like, amidst the trees. go looking, because you'll be amazed at what you will find.
Mm. Brilliant stuff. And thank you so much for coming in this morning. It really is a lovely, lovely book. And as you said, you know, looking at these pictures may well cause people to reflect on life, on God.
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah, terrific. Where is God in our 21st century world? Do Google that and you'll find all sorts of other bits and pieces as well that you can look up.
Exactly.
Okay, and we look forward to the next project.
Thank you.
Whatever that may
be. We will be doing this again.
Okay, yeah. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much indeed.